What is up, everybody? Mark on the mic here. I am joined by Mr. Aaron Warburton from The Hunting Public, and today we are talking about one piece of turkey hunting advice every turkey hunter needs. We're going with the one piece turkey nugget here, I guess, Aaron. Before we dive into this topic, though, which I'll be curious to find out what your one piece of advice every turkey hunter needs is, because you guys hunt turkeys in more places for more times. I mean, you guys are turkey hunting from the beginning of the early seasons to the end of the latest seasons, going strong the whole time. So I'd like to know what this one piece of advice is. But before we get there, let's talk about you guys. Give us a brief rundown of who you guys are, what you have going on for those who may not be aware.
Yeah, for sure, Marco. I'm Aaron at The Hunting Public. We've got semi-live videos, turkey hunting videos, deer hunting videos, really all sorts of hunting videos on YouTube. And we're on all the social medias. We try to represent the general public that hunts. That's where the name The Hunting Public comes from. And that's who we are. We're just average dudes that run around hunting public land and small parcels of private land on permission.
I mean,
always have.
It's a very accurate and succinct description, but I mean, what you guys have going on is super impressive. The volume of content and how much you guys are hunting, like I touched on a second before, is really second to none. I mean, it is super impressive. So I definitely encourage anybody who's out there who's into hunting or getting into hunting, check out The Hunting Public, check out the videos. Yes, they're entertaining. Yes, they're awesome. But man, you can learn a lot. I mean, and it's not necessarily like you guys are like, oh, let's give an instructional. You just watch that and you can absorb a ton of hunting knowledge. So my hat's off to you guys there for sure.
Thanks, man. We're trying.
So speaking of getting our learn on, what's this piece of turkey hunting advice that's going to help us all out?
I would say it's kind of a one word catch all, but it makes a lot of sense to me after hunting for several years, because I didn't used to do this when I was younger. I would say it's patience. And you hear a lot of people give that tip out and it's like, oh boy, here's the cliche, patience when you're hunting, da, da, da. But I can give you some specific examples of what I'm talking about here. A lot of times when you're early on in your turkey hunting days, you'll set up on a gobbling turkey and you'll start calling to him, and you kind of have this way that you think he's going to come in your mind, or this way that you think he should come in. And, he should keep gobbling to your calls every time and should just be steadily coming closer until he just ends up 15 yards right in front of your gun. And the reality is that rarely happens. I mean, what usually happens is the bird shuts up for a long period of time. He moves. He comes in from a direction that you weren't expecting. He maybe takes much, much longer to come in than what you think. And that's where patience comes in. Because I used to just call to them. They would gobble. Then they would shut up. And I'd give it 5 minutes or so. And then I'd leave. And I'd try to go down in there. And I'd either bump the turkey as he was coming to me quiet, or I would leave altogether and go try to find another one. And 30 minutes to an hour later, that bird was standing right there where I was calling. Right there. The thing that you got to understand is the birds perceive their environment much differently than we do. So whenever you're calling to them in a location, especially if it's a location where there's a lot of turkey sign, like scratchings and tracks and droppings, that's a location they are very familiar with. So if he's gobbling and answering your calls and you're in that spot, it don't matter if he's 80 yards away or 500. The reality is there's a good chance if he's interested in your calling that he's going to end up in that spot at some point in the next 2 to 3 hours. That may require a lot of patience in sitting there and waiting for that to happen, or going elsewhere, slipping out of there, and then coming back an hour or two later to see if that bird has moved back into that area. The main thing, though, is like, be patient and don't spook the turkeys. Don't booger them. Because you can live to fight another day in there on them. Or like I said, you can come back later in the day and kill them in that same spot.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really thought about patience as being like a multi-day prospect. But I mean, you bring up some really, really good points there. And even, maybe if you are, it's almost like being impatient and being patient. You'd be like, okay, we're going to let this bird sit. Maybe we're going to check something over here, hunt this. But like you said, sneak your way back in, because there's a good chance he might be there or close to where you were calling before, and then get him later. So, I like all that.
Yeah, sometimes anymore, I'll just get in a spot where I know they like to be, or a spot where I've heard them gobbling from in the past. I mean, that could be previous years. That could be yesterday. But if I'm in a spot where there's fresh turkey sign and I know that it's a spot they've been frequenting lately and there's nothing gobbling close, in the old days, 10, 15 years ago, I would just run and run and run and run and call and call and call, you know, and eventually I'd run into one that was just in a perfect mood and he'd come in there and die. But it would require a lot of boot leather and sweat to get to that point. But anymore, I almost rather sit back and just stay in those locations where turkeys want to be and just sit down. If nothing's gobbling, maybe they gobbled on the roost at quite a distance away and then they flew down and they shut up. Well, instead of going to a turkey that's not gobbling anyway, might just hang out in there for a couple hours and just call every 30 or 45 minutes. You don't hear nothing, 2 hours in, get up and get on a glass call or something that's got some volume to it and put that sound out there from that spot where they're used to seeing and hearing other turkeys as they begin to move about their day. And you'd be surprised how many of them you'll kill doing that. And you don't have to expend all that energy in, you know, running over other turkeys and potentially other hunters. So that's just, I guess that kind of goes back into the patience thing. Is when, man, when you find a spot where turkeys like to be and you know there's gobblers in the vicinity at least, maybe not right on top of that ridge at that exact moment, those are spots that you got to continually revisit or just set up in and wait.
Yeah, it's funny. I can think of a time where I was not as patient. Well, I can think of a lot of times, actually, than I should have been, but it really exemplified what you're talking about there. I was hunting a piece of open farmland with you know, different patches of timber, and I had a gobbler going in a few different spots, and eventually I'd give up on him, and then I'd go sneak into where he was, and then I'd look back, and he was at where, like, if I would have just stayed put, I'd have shot him, and then he moved off of there, and I'm like, well, he's over there. But now I'd called at this other point. So then I actually went back to where I was to go get close to him again. And then I saw him back over where I'd been. Like, we're just playing like this ping pong. And I'm like, if I'd have just stayed put, I'd have got him. And I can't count the times, too, where, man, you know, you stand up and you're like, oh, yeah, the birds were 15 yards away. Now they're spooked. Or even you just shut up and maybe take a nap because you're bored with that bird. And then he torches off a gobble 50 yards away when you were just really killing time taking a break.
Oh, yeah, you got to realize, man, they don't sometimes, especially early in the season, they don't gobble very much. I've hunted turkeys that have had a few hens that gobbled a total of 5 or 6 times from beginning of the day to the very end of the day. And we know because we hunted the same turkey from daylight to dark. And that's just a turkey that's got hens. He's not going to gobble. He doesn't need to. But if you're right there close to him and you're in the vicinity in the area that he wants to use, eventually he's going to drop them. And it may only be for 30 minutes, it may only be for an hour, but when he drops them, there's a little window of time there where he's vulnerable. And if he shuts up gobbling right off the roost and then you go in there, you dive straight in calling, you know, yakking on a box call or something, you're going to bump him out of there and you're going to mess up his natural movement. If you're able to slide out of there without alerting him, man, a turkey that don't know he's being hunted is one that's way easier to kill, for sure.
Yeah. What, any other ways a person can be patient out there?
Oh yeah. I mean, when I'm locating birds, I'm patient anymore. And that's like sitting on a high spot and you hear one gobbling at a distance. The first instinct is like, okay, I got to get to that turkey anymore. I may just sit there and mark him, drop a pin on him. And I may sit there from that high location where I've got good visibility and good ability to hear and listen. And listen to the direction that turkey goes, you know, and try to basically maybe even wait 20, 30 minutes after the last gobble and see if he'll crank off one more of them. And you know that he's 200 or 300 yards away from his last point. Then you can draw a line on that map and you can kind of get a direction of travel on him where you can make a move. But especially early in the year when they're henned up, man, you got to kind of play the long game on them. You can run in there and call them in immediately. But most of the time, on especially pressured turkeys, those birds that are gobbling their brains out, they're getting killed the first day or two. They're the easy turkeys to pick off. So they're the ones that are going to be called up and killed almost immediately.
They're gobbling their brains out literally and figuratively.
Yes, and they're getting ready to die. But the majority of the birds that are out there have got hens early in the season. And a lot, even in the middle part of the season, a lot of times they pitch down and they got hens. So you're almost better off, especially if you don't know the area real well. Just be at a point where you can gather more information. And even we'll mark that turkey, hear him for a little bit, and then we'll drive elsewhere. We'll go elsewhere and try to find other targets and then revisit those throughout the day. Because I can't tell you how many times I have just burned boot leather trying to find turkeys in the middle of the day in spots where there were no turkeys. So if you mark them when they're vocal in the morning and you've got four or five options to go to, then you can bounce around to locations where you know there are turkeys, and you will be more successful and more efficient in your hunting when you do that, rather than just burning through the woods randomly searching for one. You'll find one eventually, but it may take you a lot of time and effort in order to do that. And in the process, you're running over birds.
Man, yeah, that's a good tip. And I've never really thought about doing that. Usually it's like, oh man, if I get on a bird, like that's the bird I'm going after because that's the information that I have and I know there's a bird there. But to be patient, sit back and be like, okay, I've marked this bird. Maybe like you said, you got a little bit of a direction of travel. Let's go over here and check another spot, get to another good listening spot. Man, you got a potential for a lot of lines in the water throughout the day there.
Oh yeah. And that's a good metaphor for it, because then we go and check those lines at different hours of the day, different times of the day. So like there might be a truck in the first spot where that first bird's gobbling. There might be two guys hunting the next turkey that's gobbling his brains out. And then the last one, you might only hear one or two times and get kind of a faint direction, but he's 600 yards away. Well, just go town, get some coffee, eat some donuts or whatever, wait for the rest of the hunters to get out of the woods. And then I would much rather slide in there when he's not expecting it in the middle of the day, right into his area where it can just be one-on-one, me versus him. And I don't have to deal with other hunters, because right there at first light, when they're gobbling, if you get down there and you're in a rush, well, it's going to be you versus another hunter or two that are all going to the same turkey. And chances are everybody's in the same situation that you are, unless they roosted him and he's way in there. By the time that you get to him, good chance will have gone quiet or whatever, because he's got hens for the day. Not every time. Obviously, sometimes if you run in there and you beat everybody else, you may kill him. But I only do that if the situation calls for it. Like if we got one roost and we really have one pinned down, or we know we're the only people in that general area, I'll dive right in there with them. But more often than not, that's not the case. So we like to have those lines set. That's a good metaphor.
Man, that strategy, I think, is a win all the way around. Coffee, donuts, and going in after a more high-odds bird. Like that's just,
yep.
Yeah, that sounds,
yep.
That sounds pretty.
And even if you don't have all day to hunt and you're a resident that has got all season to hunt, but you can only hunt the first thing in the morning, it still will serve you well to mark those different birds and just be patient. Wait for your opportunity to kill him, because he's going to eventually give it to you. But the majority of the turkeys that are out there, they're not just killable every time that you go in there. As far as gobbling and coming to a call, there might be ways that you can slide in there and pick them off while they got hens or something. But when turkeys gobble, turkeys die. And they figure that out real quick when the hunting pressure kicks on. So their gobbling drops way off. And, you know, they start behaving a little bit differently. So if you can just keep tabs on him and not booger him, he's going to give you a window to kill him eventually. He might lose them hens at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then you hit him with a call at 2:45 and he gobbles. Three gobbles later, he's 150 yards closer and at 20 steps down the gun barrel.
You're getting me pumped up. I'm ready for turkey season.
Dude, me too. I just bought a license on my phone right when we were getting started. So I'm ready.
Yeah, I was seeing you online doing that. What? Where are you headed?
We're going to Mississippi to take youth hunters first, and then I'm not sure where after that, what we're doing. We may bounce around the southeast a bit and hunt with some friends, and then we're going to Texas, I believe, and we're hunting there in early April. And then beyond that, I have no idea. We're going to be all over the place as usual, just sort of bouncing around everywhere.
Just running and
gunning. I'd like to get back to the Northeast, though. I haven't been up there for a couple years, so it's probably time to go back up to the Northeast.
Very cool. Very cool. Before we dip too far into your turkey plans here, what any other tips on being patient or different ways a person can be patient, or did we get them all?
Oh, I don't know, Marco. We could go for a long time on that, I'd say. There's a lot of different ways. If you call to a turkey and he answers your call and then everything goes quiet, I've sat there not made a sound for an hour and a half, and then all of a sudden, pow, he gobbles and blows your hat off. So if you're in an area where they like to be, man, you can call a lot, you can call a little. There's a bunch of different ways to skin the cat. But if you are patient enough to let the turkeys do their thing, Mike Pentecost says, let turkeys be turkeys. And that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, if you let them do their thing and you're in their area, even if you're in one spot that they use of 10, you're eventually going to catch them off guard and kill them.
I like that.
So,
well, it is true. Patience does kill. Patience comes in a variety of forms. We covered a couple of them today, 2, 3, 4, something like that. And hopefully, patience will help you guys out there kill your gobbler this spring. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.